So why is it that Jesus had to die on the cross? What was the reason for his crucifixion? It's not uncommon for us to hear or even to pose questions such as this, and particularly at this time of year. Because for a lot of us, myself included, it's difficult to make sense of how it is that Jesus' death on the cross accomplishes anything redemptive, and what it is that we mean when we say, Jesus died for our sins. The traditional response the Church has offered to such questions is expressed by what's known as the theology of substitutionary atonement, which, rather simplistically stated, means that people are sinful, God is justifiably angered by our sins, and because sin can only be atoned for or made right by the shedding of innocent blood, God sent Jesus as a substitute, if you will, to take upon himself the punishment for our sin. Now, I don't imagine for a moment that I'm the only one of us who has difficulty with this particular explanation. It's hardly a comforting or even praiseworthy image of God to think that God would be so unremittently angry with us to require the death of Jesus in order to appease that anger. And yet this is an idea that is repeatedly expressed within Scripture and widely espoused by the Church. From my own perspective, though, I believe that this notion of substitutionary atonement is not only unhelpful and unhealthy, but that it's also a misinterpretation of the meaning of the cross. To my mind, Jesus didn't just live so that he could die for us. Rather, he died because of the way he lived for us. Dying was not his reason for living. Living was his reason for dying. We know that the things Jesus did and said in his ministry were plainly provocative enough to put him on the wrong side of those in power. He was critical of the religious and political authorities, and he created a movement of men and women that was threatening enough to those in power that they felt the need to stop it, perhaps even to make an example of him. And I would submit to you that that's what got him killed. He told parables and stories that upset people, and repeatedly used the phrase kingdom of God to make provocative political and social statements that criticized the status quo and offered hope to those who were oppressed because of it. That's what got him killed. In stark contrast to the experiences of the kingdom of Caesar, Jesus offered images and ideas of what God's kingdom was like, a kingdom of justice and compassion, a kingdom where the hungry are filled with good things, a kingdom worth living for and working for and perhaps even dying for. That was the message of Jesus, and that's what got him killed. So dying was not his reason for living. Living was his reason for dying. And so in a sense, Jesus was bullied to death, initially as a victim of religious oppression, but in the end, and like thousands of his fellow countrymen, he was tortured and methodically executed in a terrifying public spectacle of brutality and control as a victim of imperial terrorism. And so I would submit to you that Jesus died not so much for the sins of the world as he did because of the sins of the world. And to my mind, therefore, there was nothing sacred or holy about the torture and execution of Jesus. God did not demand it, and grace did not require it. And so our own remembering and reflecting upon the death of Jesus on this or on any other day should not lead us to any vain glorification of his death, but rather it should move us to honor life, his life, our life, all life. And it should give us the hope and resolve to live our lives with his compassion and faithfulness, even in the face of our own trials and difficulties. And it should also give us his courage and commitment to speak out and to work for peace and justice whenever we're confronted by cruelty or oppression in any place or form. Because I believe with all my heart that the truest interpretation of the death and resurrection of Jesus is that in Christ, the world's brutality is met and overcome by God's love. And so today and every day, we must decide if we can see and indeed trust that crucified love of Good Friday. in our own losses and sufferings, in the violence of the world that surrounds us, in the brutalities that we experience, and even in the sins we commit. And whenever we stand either for or with those who are experiencing the torments of the cross in their own lives, we must know that we stand in the power of Christ's love and that He lives both in and through us. And I believe that is both the challenge and the hope that Good Friday offers us.